Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Uh-oh. Well, Elon Musk is not happy with the Trump tariffs on... it's hard to tell on what. He was supportive of the idea before, but now he is trashing Peter Navarro.
So he was before it before he was against it?
Yeah. Well, see, and I can imagine him being a little agitated.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, I just asked Grok, which is his AI, how much money he lost on Tesla stock last week personally, just so I could make sure I had the right number. According to Grok, they think just last week he lost $11 billion.
Oh, yeah.
And that doesn't count the fact, and by the way, so that's just him getting beaten up for what Doge is doing. Yeah. Democrats apparently love fraud now. It's really hip. It's really hot. You want fraud in every part of your life. You just
hotter than a burning Cybertruck.
Well, exactly. You just want to be robbed blind. Yeah, or the nice crispy fire at a Tesla dealership. His dealerships are on fire. Sales are down. People are at risk. He gets a credible death threat every day. He lost $11 billion just last week. The stock chart for Tesla looks like a bloodbath or a buying opportunity, depending on how you see it. And he's had it with Peter Navarro. Probably, I'm just guessing, because the internals of his Teslas come from supply chains that are overseas. Mm-hmm. So guess who's getting hit with partial tariffs? By Trump.
Right.
So he's not happy. I think it's just, you know, he's been through a lot lately. Okay.
Yeah.
So, so he beat up Peter Navarro, who is Trump's chief trade advisor, who has a PhD in economics from Harvard. So he's not a dumb guy. Musk writes, a PhD in econ from Harvard is a bad thing, not a good thing. Results in ego/brains greater than one problem. And he actually wrote another tweet that he sent. Deleted. He ain't built, starts with S, ends with T. That one got deleted. So not complete happiness in the Trump administration over the auto tariffs.
And that's to be expected. And listen, this whole thing with Elon is going to come to an end pretty soon anyway.
Yeah.
Not that it wasn't right to begin with, but because there are limitations on what that position is.
Navarro, of course, took to CNBC, was asked about it on Monday to address Musk's comments, calling him a car assembler, who wants to keep his costs down. Well, I mean, he does it in America.
And he's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
By the way, Peter Navarro also trashed a certain Spartanburg auto plant.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that was some interesting. He's got a point, and the point he was making was that he was criticizing the state for making the deal with BMW because— we assemble the cars here, but the engines and the transmissions come from overseas.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure about all the transmissions. I think some of them may be made here. I'm not sure. But I do know that the engines, the gasoline engines, they're flown over from Germany. Those flights come into GSP on 747s, I understand. That's my understanding. I hope I've got that right. I'll check with our resident pilot, J.D. Stone over at Rock 101.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, if we could even just assemble all American cars here and we didn't even have the supply chain, like this, you know, the stuff came from elsewhere, I wouldn't even care about that. That would be huge. It would still be huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd still be a massive improvement over where we are and maybe end what we end up with, because that way, I mean, a lot of these American manufacturers are going to get hit with tariffs too. But well, you know, whatever, let's just put it this way. Ford is taking it a lot better than Tesla.
Well, and here's something interesting I saw yesterday. Hyundai has said they are not going to increase prices until June 2nd, that they are basically going to. Of course, part of this is because there's a big lead time when you manufacture and sell cars. And most car sellers have an inventory of weeks, if not months, of vehicles already here that they, you know, are going to be on the lots before they're sold. So there's plenty of lead time there. But Hyundai has said they're not going to increase their prices, you know, up until, or not even consider it until June 2nd with regard to the tariffs, that they're going to keep prices. The manufacturer suggested retail price the same. Now, the dealers may do something else, but the manufacturer, Hyundai, is going to do that. Now, of course, Hyundai and Kia both make a lot of their vehicles already here in the U.S.
Yeah. Yeah, so look, this is going to be tough on Trump. They're already making much of the, I guess, split with Elon over the at least auto tariffs. Trump's not, I mean, Elon's not been clear. Is it like all the tariffs he now opposes or just the auto tariffs? It's not clear. But he's very cranky. And look, I get it. I understand. He's under a lot of stress right now. People are trying to kill him. He probably did not anticipate the level of the backlash from the left, but he knows them now. And I'm really glad he's in the fight, though. I really am. And I hope he continues to
own X. I think
he
pretty much knew what was going to happen.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he pretty much understood.
Yeah. Meanwhile, something I've predicted for a long time, and everybody laughed, that eventually we would have the, you know, awards podium for men's sports, first, second, and third, and they get up there and get their medals. And then the awards podium for women's, and then men would get up there and get those medals too.
Yeah.
That we would end up seeing, you know, first, second, third place, it all go to men in both the men's and the women's.
Yeah.
And everybody pointing out that's happening. The Ultimate Pool Women's Pro Series. Did you see this?
I saw the pool tournament, yeah. This is the women's category.
Yeah, in the UK.
And there were no women.
It was two dudes who say they're women, but really clearly are dudes. You could tell by looking at them competing for the win. So just to be clear, two dudes competed for the men's pool title and also for the women's pool title. Also.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
But of course, these are isolated incidents.
Yeah, Terry. Totally.
Happens. This is so rare. Why are we even bringing this up?
I don't know.
Another one of those right-wing conspiracy theories that we're just trying to distract people from what the really important things are that we should be dealing with.
Well, yeah, and every time I say this, in just a second, somebody on the text line is going to text me and say, there's only like 9 or 10 athletes in the whole NCAA who are trans. Yes, but as the UN reported, at the world level, there's been more than 400 of these that have been taken from women by transgender men, and zero going the other way. In other words, where women who identify as men have taken awards from men.
But there's an increasing movement now of American female athletes taking a knee.
Yes,
and
that's what needs to happen.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it.
It's what needs to happen. And you know what you got to start to think to yourself? And I thought this a long time ago. Look, you're going to get beat by this dude anyway. He's bigger, he's stronger, he's faster. You might as well get yourself a gig on Fox News, probably paid, commenting on this.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
And I see a lot of these women are attractive. That's, you know, you know,
Riley Gaines syndrome.
Yeah. And you go on there and you know, I mean, they've the chick who refused to fence the dude, she was going to lose too anyway, because he's on a winning streak now that he's off the, you know, when he was fencing men, he wasn't very good, but you know how that goes.
Right.
Well, now he's fencing women, so he's great.
Well, he's probably got a bigger arm reach to begin with. So.
Yeah. You might as well get yourself, she did very well in the interview. You might as well get yourself a gig on Fox News. They pay for that. Get yourself a contract.
Hey, I hear Newsmax is doing pretty good. Maybe they'll start hiring some folks to do that.
So. Yeah, that was crazy. Instant billionaire. Anyway, you know, my uncle was one of the early investors in Newsmax. Yes.
Wow.
He's no longer with us, but he would have loved to have seen that. He pumped so much money into that thing.
Wow.
So I don't know where that leaves him. I think he eventually cashed out a little too early, it turns out.
You know.
But yeah, no, he knew Chris Ruddy really well. So anyway, meanwhile, headline, this is Britain. You know what I'm going to start calling it? The EU-SSR?
I like that.
That's where
the EU-SSR.
Yeah, and I'd like to tell you I came up with it, but I didn't, and Texter did, so I'm going to borrow it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so the EU-SSR, hope it catches on. So people start asking, why are you calling it that? Headline, mother jailed for 2 years because of a tweet she deleted after 4 hours. Yeah. And, you know, once again, this is one of those where she was talking about migrants and the rape crisis in their country that really gets those left-wing labor leaders torqued out for some reason. They don't like hearing it, even if it's true. And so that puts you in prison.
Cheap Trick should redo their song Dream Police and do it Tweet Police.
I know, seriously. Somebody screenshotted her tweet. She deleted it 4 hours later, but somebody screenshotted it, sent to police. She was arrested, tried, tossed in jail.
This is just insane. This is absolute insanity.
In it, she assumed, it turns out correctly, that it was a Muslim immigrant who, by the way, turned out to be a follower of Al-Qaeda with plans to commit terror acts, who committed a set of stabbings in the UK.
But why should that matter, Tara? Why should the religious things be involved?
Well, she got it right. Well, come on, it gives you matters because they vote overwhelmingly for socialists.
I'm being facetious here.
Yeah, and so you can't tell, you can't have the truth. In other words, her defense was the truth. It wasn't good enough. She completed a 2-year jail sentence in the UK, where 30 Brits a day are now arrested for what they say on social media. And a lot of it, their version of the Digital Services Act, is political correctness. So if you are a Muslim and you go on there and you rail against, I don't know, racist moms like her, you're cool. You're not going to prison.
No.
But if you rail about Muslim migrants and the rape and stabbing crisis over there, why, by gosh, you could take it down. Doesn't matter. Someone screenshots it, you're going to prison.
Wow.
And look at that. I mean, look at the parallels between here. And this is where we'd be if Kamala Harris had won the election. Trust me, this is where we'd be. But if you look at, I mean, the Democrats, liberals will do anything for their voters, no matter if they're criminals, no matter if they're terrorists. I mean, I still think that the most mind-blowing quote of the entire weekend is Kristi Noem talking about the 120 terrorist illegal immigrants. They're either on the national or international terror watch list who Joe Biden interdicted at the border and released.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good news is, she got them, along with 800 Trende Aragua gang members in a little over 2 months and 100,000 convicted criminal illegal immigrants, which, thank God, Lee, you can still say what I just said here, because if I tweeted that in the UK, I get a knock at my door.
We have deported over 120 people that are on the known terrorist watch list out of this country, over 800 TDA members, over 100,000 different arrests have been made of criminals that are out of this country. Every single family that can identify with Laken Riley's family, Jocelyn Nungery's family, people who were devastated by these criminals are thankful that they're gone, and President Trump is on the right side of history.
ICE Flight 1 to El Salvador is boarding now.
It's great. But you know what? So she's the head of Department of Homeland Security. Obviously, she deserves some thanks for that. She oversaw it. She could not, like, think about this. She could not say that in the UK, what she just said there.
Yeah, exactly.
If she tweeted that in the UK, they would come for her.
Not only as a public official, but as a private citizen.
Yes. Yeah. Tommy Robinson, who did yet another documentary
on this. Subject of the Crown, not a private citizen.
Really, I know. Is sitting in solitary confinement. He's been there for over 5 months. He did a documentary on basically everything I'm just telling you about. Migrant crime rave and the silencing of people criticizing it because the left in that country, i.e. labor, wants to continue the flow of people who will vote for them. I mean, it's literally the same program as here. And what you're looking at in the EU-SSR is where we were going if Her Highness won. That's why I called her Her Highness. But thank God she did.
Divine intervention.
I swear. A lot of people prayed or something. I don't know. It's getting crazy over there.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.